under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is Monday, October 30th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. I was on the phone talking with Adam DeAngeli from Rescue Michigan, talking about the hate speech bills and the Republicans that voted for it. A little bit of a disagreement as to the names, so we're going through the list one by one. I hope to have him or Shane Trejo on the show this morning to talk about it. These bills, part of their ramrod, what they're pushing through, absolutely amazing. All the bills that you can't follow because there's so many things to look at, so many things that are going on. I'm having to monitor six different news sites, to keep up with all of the flurry of bills that they're ramming through in this lame duck session. But wait a minute, Randy, lame duck. We haven't had a November election yet. That's a week from tomorrow. I understand, but they're operating like an election has already been held and that they are ramming all these bills through that they couldn't get done in the regular session. They're ramming them through right now. Why? Because the election a week from tomorrow, November 7th, and you have to talk to your local clerk and find out if there's any millages or tax increases on your ballot in your local community. I've got a story pulled up today. We're going to talk about how many of them are actually on the ballot a week from tomorrow. That once it happens and the two Democrat state representatives get elected mayor of Warren, Michigan, and Westland, Michigan, their two-seat advantage goes away. Because these two state representatives who are Democrats right now, giving them the two-seat majority, they have to resign as state reps once they get elected mayor of Warren and Westland. When that happens, there's gridlock going to occur in Lansing, in the state house. 54-54 tie. There's no mechanism for a tiebreaker in the House, only the Senate. The state Senate can be broken in the event 38 state senators are gridlocked or tied 19-19 because one of the Democrats crossed over and votes with the Republican. Well, then they can call in the lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist. He can break that tie. So here's the thing. They will not, the Democrats, will not push any more bills in the House while there's gridlock. 54-54, they're not going to do it. Lansing is going to basically be shut down until the special elections, April or May of next year. This is very interesting stuff, folks. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Monday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Here at the radio station, we get updates from many different news sources. One group that is very much engaged in what's going on in Lansing is rescuemichigan.com. I get their email blasts every week. Comes to us from Adam DeAngeli and Shane Trejo, two patriots that monitor what the heck's going on in Lansing. In the state Senate last week, Democrats passed their package of bills to mandate Michigan to go to 100% renewable energy by 2040. We talked about it last week. We talked about the solar panel farms. We talked about the windmills. We talked about DTE and consumers energy. Well, Rescue Michigan goes on to say that these standards are impossible. Impossible to achieve their mission to go 100% green by 2040. These package of bills would destroy the grid's reliability and cause our electric bills, energy rates, to skyrocket. In the House, they introduced a package of bills, House Bills 5215 through 5222. And these bills, in addition to the other bills that they passed from the Senate side, the bills I was talking about last week, folks, was what was passed in the Senate. Now, in the House, they have introduced House Bills 5215 through 5222 that would create a socialist, need-based, quote-unquote, need, N-E-E-D-based energy pricing scheme. Meaning, you would pay all you could afford to pay, and if you didn't have enough money to pay your bill, that's okay. As long as you paid $10 towards your electric bill, other individuals that are on the same energy provider would pay the difference. Meaning you, if you had extra money left over because you're working and able to pay your entire bill, well, guess what? You then would be taxed a surcharge energy credit towards the people who couldn't afford to pay their bill. You would pay your own bill, but you'd also pay other people's energy bills. This was introduced in the House. House Bills 5215 through 5222. Need-based energy pricing is what the title of these bills are. Are you kidding me? You can afford to pay your entire electric bill, and because you do so, you have to pay extra towards people who can't afford to pay their entire electric bill. These package of bills have been introduced in the House. And this was after I thought the Senate bills were bad enough. This is even worse. The Senate bills we talked about at length last week's show, where they're going to give the permitting site permits approval process to the Michigan Public Service Commission, unelected officials appointed by the governor of the state of Michigan, Dan Scripps, sitting now as the chairman, the socialist communist Democrat he was when he served one term in the 101st House District. They want total control over permits. Folks, a week from this Thursday, we're going to be in Belknap Township in Presque Isle County to speak to the Planning Commission for their public meeting. in considering a special use permit for DT Energy to get a permit with taxpayer dollar subsidies to install solar farms on good agricultural land in Presque County. That's a week from this Thursday. I'm going to be there. I'm going to take pictures of the planning commissioners before the meeting starts, and I'm going to get up and speak at public comment. I need you to come to this meeting a week from Thursday at 7:30 Belknap Township and follow my lead, especially if you live in Presque Isle County. These people are out of their mind on this climate change, global warming. We are at a crisis, and we have to replace good farmland producing food. We need to replace it with solar farms. And I've got a very simple question. Why does DTE get these taxpayer dollars to build these solar farms? PIE&G, Great Lakes Energy, Cloverland, Cherryland, they don't get these type of subsidies. Why? Why does DTE and consumers get these taxpayer dollars? I'm going to tell you why. Because they have a huge lobbying firm delivering checks to the politicians in Lansing. Right now, most of that money is going to the Democrats. Why? Because they're in the majority. Why? Because they'll introduce the bills that DTE and consumers want so that they can push their agenda. They want 100% renewable energy by 2040. 100%. Which is totally unrealistic. Cannot in any way, shape, or form possibly produce enough electricity to handle our needs. Not affordably anyway. And as a result, our electric bills are going up and the grid is going to become less reliable. Why? Look outside the window right now. If you're driving, is it cloudy, overcast where you're at? Or is it sunshiny, blue skies, absolutely gorgeous? We haven't seen the sun here at the studio for almost a week. I think we had 2 hours, 2 hours of sunshine this weekend. It's been cloudy and gray, raining all weekend long. These people are completely out of their minds. But yet DTE wants grants. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Change the numbers in that link. I'm getting a text message from somebody I'm having to respond to right now. Look at the date on the link. I apologize. This person is claiming she didn't vote for it, a specific bill. State Representative Gina Johnson, she lied to one of her constituents, and I'm providing the data for it right now as we speak. Here is the other problem we are having with these people. Let's see. Okay, yes, got it. Okay, good. Here's the process. Last year's election, 1.4 million of you who voted in the November 2020 presidential election did not bother to vote last year in the midterm. 1.4 million in Michigan. People who voted in the November 2020 presidential election between Biden and Trump didn't bother to vote last year. 1.4 million. How many of those 1.4 million people do you think probably voted for Trump? Personally, I believe Donald Trump beat Biden in November of 2020. There is no way Donald Trump lost to Biden, the state of Michigan, by 154,188 votes. Didn't happen. Pat Kobach in his book fully documented the 2020 coup. And it happened in our state. In order to prove me wrong, Benson, Secretary of State, do a full, complete forensic audit of that election. Oh, that's right. We can't. You know why? Because all those election records were deleted in order for them to do the November 2022 election, which 1.4 million of you didn't bother to vote. And as a result, the Democrats not only ran the table at every single level of government in our state, they got a two-seat majority in the House and a two-seat majority in the Senate. They flipped the state Senate, folks, for the first time in 40 years, giving the Democrats complete and total control over our state. Whitmer won re-election as governor. Nestle won re-election as attorney general. Benson won re-election secretary of state, and they got the House 56 to 54 and the state Senate 20 to 18. And now we're seeing the results in legislation in how you govern with a two-seat majority in the House and the Senate and the Democrat, communist, tyrannical governor. These bills passing the state Senate last week, which I thought was bad enough, 100% renewable energy by 2040, followed by now House Bills 5215 through 5222, a need-based energy pricing package of bills. You pay all you can afford. And if you have money left over, you're going to pay other people's energy bills as an energy tax. So people start paying 10 bucks a month for their electric bill, proving they don't have enough money to pay their electric bill. And those of us who pay our electric bills in full will have to pay an energy tax. This is unbelievable. Barb, if you're listening, just click on those links. You'll see the date of the votes. Bottom of the hour news break. Second half of hour number one. We'll be right back.